Test 67, Section 4, Question 2. Here we're looking for an assumption in the argument. And the spokesperson says, contrary to what has been claimed, our group's Clean City campaign has been a rousing success. So basically, the conclusion is it's worked great. After all, the amount of trash on the streets today is significantly lower than when the campaign began. It's assuming that something is a rousing success if the trash on the city streets is lower. So, A, the amount of trash on the city streets was not declining at the same rate or faster before the campaign began than it did during the campaign. Yeah, we do have to assume that, because we have to assume that in order for it to be a rousing success, it has to have positively impacted the rate of trash, decrease, or the rate of decrease in trash. So A is really good, because if that's false, then that says, look, it's not the campaign. It was already going down as fast or faster, and the campaign is just kind of jumping on board with that. B, those who claim that it has not been a rousing success are unaware of the degree. We don't assume anything about whether what they do or don't believe. It's about whether or not it was a success. To be honest, I would have taken A and just ran. But campaign has been more successful than any other campaign. We don't have to assume that it has, although that would help if that were true. D, the group did not receive any special funding. We don't care about their funding. The amount of trash has declined steadily throughout the course. Well, that would help. You don't have to assume that it has declined steadily, just that it has gone down significantly. And so therefore, answer choice A is our correct response.